Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Free your mind. I miss doing this segment, and I am so glad it's back. It is time to free your mind and get what's bothering you off your chest. It could be a thing, it could be a person, a situation that really grinded your gears this week, or even after the first of the year. We all need to take a breather and de-stress. And helping us out tonight, clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acker-Black and comedian and radio personality Larry Lancaster. Lines are open. Get it off your chest. Get it out of your system. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tweet me at H. Fisher, WHUR, or you can follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Dr. Roz, Larry. Good to talk to you guys. Happy New Year. I know it's February, but Happy New Year anyway.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, big brother, how are you, man? Good to hear your voice. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys joining me. Okay, let us first talk about 2021. Dr. Roz, folks were all ready to throw 2020 out, but the way 2021 started, a lot of folks are still thinking about a possible reboot. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, let me just say this. I'm happy to not wake up to ridiculousness in terms of breaking news and fake news and, you know, more riots. So I'm happy to not have to deal with that now. I'm happy that that part of 2020, we have left that behind and that we have a new beginning here in 2021. Very happy about that.
Absolutely. This year, you know, a year ago, in the midst of February, you know, we were starting to hear about the pandemic, and none of us had any idea what was ahead of us. And so are things looking up in your mind, Larry?
I don't know, Harold. It's kind of like the same old, same old. It's like a bad sitcom, and you know how the episode goes off and it says to be continued, and I feel like that's where we are right now.
So anybody feeling any stress right now? What about you, Dr. Roz? Any stress in 2021?
Well, I will be honest. This pandemic has been like a gift and a curse, but being that I can be home and work from home, I have been literally stress-free. And then you know that I'm a social butterfly, so having this opportunity to sit down and not do anything, not be expected to be anywhere, really has been proven to be very beneficial for me. So I don't even know how it's functioning before now.
Well, being the social butterfly that you are, you were just lighting from flower to flower.
Indeed. But, you know, just being home and, you know, not dealing with, well, staying safe, like that was a little stressor about staying safe. I remember in January, I hosted a huge event that could have been a for real super spreader. And not knowing, because we were told, oh, it's fake news. It's not coming over here. It's not going to make it to America. So, you know, just thinking about that. And thinking about how responsible I would have felt if people walked away with COVID from my event, that probably would have stressed me out until now.
Yeah, I understand. So, and speaking of stress, what about you, Larry? Any stresses for you this year?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Doc. I've actually enjoyed the stillness and the slowness. As you mentioned before, I'm a comedian. So I was always on the go, always working, always had somewhere to be. And I've been doing that for about 20, 21 years. And just to slow down, not have to be rushing, not have to really get dressed, and that rat race that you really don't know you're in until you're out of it. And Doc, I got good news. You probably did have people leave from COVID. They just didn't know that's what they had. They probably thought they had it.
Probably true. It's probably true.
People are looking back like, I think I had it. You know, if anybody had a scratchy throat or anything like that, they think they already had it. But who really knows?
Yeah, that's true. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. We're trying to help you get whatever is bothering you off of your chest. Could be a thing, could be a person, could be a situation. Want to hear from you. Going to take as many calls as we possibly can tonight. Want to give people a chance to exhale from the craziness and the chaos and the foolishness of the week and even of 2021. We're just starting it and we still have a long way to go. Cammy, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Cammy. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
I am wanting to free my mind Friday for real. I am stressed out about my job, and I just heard the young lady saying the stress of working from home. And I'm not working from home. I go out of my home every day. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself an essential worker because I'm out here every day. And what I do is essential because my job is I work in a hotel.
Mm.
And I'm ready to give it up.
Are you feeling stressed?
Very much so, yes.
So what should she do, Dr. Roz, about dealing with that kind of stress? I mean, she's calling from Virginia. She's leaving the house every day. She's going in. Obviously, there are all kinds of pressures and worries. How should she deal with the stress?
No, that's a great question. And there are so many people dealing with that level of stress because they are having to still function in the world and they don't have the opportunity to work from home. I would encourage you to have a conversation with your administration just to see if there are possibilities that you can work from home or do something from home in the meantime so that it doesn't feel so stressful. And I would even use the caveat that shouldn't we be social distancing? So I don't know if there are social distancing norms at your job. I would hope so, especially if you have to be there every single day.
Yes.
But I would absolutely, absolutely have a conversation with your administration, with your bosses, just to see what can be done. Because that is a heavy burden. That is a heavy burden to carry. And, you know, the numbers are not going down like like we thought that they would. So COVID is still a real fear out here.
Yeah. So what about a little self-care advice for Cammy before we take the next phone call?
Yeah, great idea. Self-care is so prevalent. I don't know if you have friends that you can connect with, you know, virtually. This COVID has allowed us to do some amazing things virtually. So I would just take some time to reflect and rest and pull my stuff together and take to de-stress. So I don't know if you have any essential oils around. I would burn my essential oils, turn on some music and just relax or Netflix or do something that makes you feel safe.
Feeling
Thank
safe.
You so much.
I like that, Cammy. Hang in there. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Free Your Mind Friday, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If it's been grinding your gears, if it's bothering you, getting on your nerves, whatever it is, it's a person, it's a thing, it's a situation that you are just ready to let it go, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Clara, calling from Maryland. Hey, Clara, what's on your mind?
Hey, hi, everyone. Oh, what's been on my mind is this trial that's coming up with former President Trump.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, wow. I thought this was done and over, but it's like we have another situation going on with former President Trump. So what will people do this time? You know, the mob went to the Capitol.
So you're worried.
All the stuff they said they were doing it under his orders. So
So you're worried about safety and security starting on Tuesday when the Senate trial for former President Trump gets underway?
Yes.
Well, here's some good news. You can't get to the Capitol right now. It's a fortress. There was all kinds of fencing and everything up. All you can literally do is drive nearby and look at it. Right, Larry?
Yeah, I would assume so. But it's kind of like closing the door after the horses have left. It really, you know, the damage has already been done. And it's surprising that white people show black people how to ride.
Yeah, because even the president has said, the new president said, you know, if it had been black people, you know, plain and simple, we would have been gone.
Yeah, everybody understands that. And I think that's the part that was really agonizing, is to, you saw the contrast as to how the Black Lives Matter protesters were handled all across the country versus, right, these crazy people.
Well, something to think about. We are definitely going to be watching. I'm sure Clara's going to be watching also. So I would just suggest, you know, this weekend, Clara, get your popcorn and your juju bees and just sit tight and watch the proceedings, because I'm sure, if nothing else, it's going to be informative and in some cases may even be, I don't know, entertaining. It really depends on whether or not they call witnesses and the like. So thank you again, Clara.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Larry, what has been bothering you, getting on your nerves, grinding your gears this week?
Well, all of the way people haven't really boycotted football. I actually boycotted football after the Kaepernick debacle.
Really?
And I also think that it's funny that we ended up having incidences like George Floyd and things like that, when Kaepernick really tried to spearhead and bring awareness to this issue years before that actually happened. And we just not cut out the way we were in the 60s, where we had like a 180-day boycott and people really stuck together because they felt like, you know, an economic impact as a people and a collective response was important. And I just don't think we're built like that anymore. And it's a shame, because we'll be continued to be disrespected until we get.
Interesting. What about you, Dr. Roz? What's been getting on your nerves, grinding your gears this week?
Let's just say Marjorie Greene.
Yes. The congresswoman from Georgia, yes. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Interesting.
And she represents part of my hometown. So people have been like, what's going on in Rome, Georgia? What kind of people are you guys? And I'm like, this lady doesn't represent us. You know, so I'm defending my hometown against the craziness of her.
But I don't know, so, Dr. Ross, she did get elected. So she
represents,
so
she
someone, yeah, someone thought it was a good idea to elect her, even considering all of the things that she says she said before she was elected.
Hey, but I think that speaks to, we don't pay attention to who we put in office.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, vote the slate. And she ran unopposed. No one ran against her. So she just got in there by luck. Let's just be clear about that, because some of her behavior has been just ridiculous. And I think if more people were aware of what was going on and what she was doing before she got in office, she never would have gotten into office.
So how are you dealing with that now? Are you with your MTG frustrations, as they call her?
You know, I'm like, she doesn't speak for me. Well, first of all, I'm tired of people texting me about her, because I'm like, I don't control that lady.
you can't even vote down there. So.
Right. Like, I have no power. Like, you have no idea. People are like, you need to move back to your hometown and run. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
You would get my vote, Roz.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I have not lived there since 1996.
They need you. They need you down there. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What's grinding your gears, getting on your nerves? It could be a person. It could be a situation. It could be a thing. Want to hear from you. Let's talk to Pam. Pam calling from Virginia. Hey, Pam, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for letting me free my mind. I just want to discuss the domestic terrorism that has happened within the last couple of months that nobody is really playing it forward, like the Tennessee bombing, the things that are happening at Capitol, how it's just kind of rolling over. But then as a nurse, see these same people coming into the hospital and we're required to take care of them, and they're having shirts on with, you know, these Trumpisms on their shirt, and it is, and you literally have to take a breath because there's no one else to take care of these patients.
Yeah, well, but, you know, like, help me with this, Pam. I know, you know, doctors, they swear, you know, they're sworn with the Hippocratic Oath. Do nurses have to do that, too?
Absolutely. We are required to take care of the patient.
That's right. So they may be doing harm, but you can't.
Right. So, and it's just, I've had seen an influx, and I think I had to walk away. There was a patient that had a shirt on that said, he had on a Trump hat, the Blue Lives Matter, which ain't no blue life, and he had on a Trump hat, and he had on a shirt with Colin Kaepernick's jersey on it and said, I stand for the flag, not kneel or kneel to God. It was something crazy. And I was like, I can't. It's Black History Month. You will not.
Well,
you know, so I guess this is a two-part free your mind. The first, the domestic terrorism, and then the issues in the health care having to deal with the terrorists.
Well, there you go.
That is being treated as terrorists.
Well, let it go, Pam. It's Friday, and the weekend is here. Thank you so very much. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paris calling from Alexandria. We're going to talk to you next, so stay there. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com or download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. This discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. In a few seconds, we'll be back. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. It is a Free Your Mind Friday, and I tell you, I am so glad this segment is back. We have not done this in so long. We get to hear what's on your mind, what's getting on your nerves, what's grinding your gears. It could be a person. It could be a situation. It could be a situationship. It could be a thing. My guests are clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acker-Black and comedian radio personality Larry Lancaster. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Larry, I have to ask you, because this is going to be a historic Super Bowl weekend. So are you continuing to boycott? Are you not going to watch on Sunday?
Well, I was on the fence about that, Harold. And, you know, I said to myself, if the Ravens made it to the playoffs in the Super Bowl, that I was going to watch, but I end up not doing it. So I'm still on the fence about if I'm going to watch the game tomorrow, Sunday, but probably not. I think I'm going to pass.
See, here's the thing for me. I'm with you. If the Ravens had made it, I didn't do the boycott, but if the Ravens had made it, I would have been excited. If Washington had made it, I would have been excited. You know,
that would have been a miracle.
Yeah, well, then there's that. But Okay. Stranger things have happened. But, you know, I'm from the D.C. metro, so I've been a Washington fan. I live in Baltimore. I'm a Ravens fan. I thought Buffalo was going to have a shot because I used to live in Buffalo. I used to live in Kansas City, so I'm also a Kansas City fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't know who to root for.
Yeah, well, I do.
You all over the place, girl.
That's true. But I am going to watch. But here's the thing. Okay, since you probably won't, so this is for Roz. Dr. Roz, are you going to watch?
So it will probably be on because my husband is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so there's probably no way that it will not be on in my house. I probably will not be watching. I probably will only watch for like commercials. But I hear that they're even toned down this year. So
absolutely. And there is a concern. They're only allowing 25,000 fans. But here's the thing that I don't understand. They're also encouraging them not to cheer loudly.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And how do you not cheer loudly?
Well, can I say something to that, Harold?
Yeah.
I think just to try to make sense of it, but it really doesn't make sense. I've heard that they think that it's more likely to spread the disease.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, because they're, you know, you're yelling. They say the same thing when people sing and all of that kind of stuff in bars. I just think people are desperate and they really don't know what to do, so they got to try to act like they're doing something.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
But,
I think you're definitely
right. You're absolutely
right.
That's not realistic to ask people to come to a Super Bowl and not really cheer. It's human nature.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paris, calling from Alexandria. What's going on, Paris?
If you'd like to make a call.
I guess nothing. Let's go to Jerry.
Pay the bill when you call.
How about that? Jerry, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Jerry. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Fisher? Thank
I'm doing
you.
Just fine. But
right now, what's on my mind and has been for a while now is the willful ignorance of the country. And people like to be able to say, I don't know. Even though when you look at things that are right in front of you, be it the actions that took place at the Capitol or just the way things are set up. If right now, if you look at a map, a world map, on there, And the key, or in the ledger, it tells you that Africa is larger than Europe. But, you know, people like to be able to say, well, I didn't know that these things were out here. And the only reason I mention it is there's so much out there to distract us, and people don't look beyond, you know, the rubbish to actually see things for what they are, be it in politics or just what's going on around you. And I wish that people would hold everyone to the same standard and just open up your eyes, and that would help fix a lot of problems when you hold everyone to the same standard, but also call people out when, you know, they're BSing you, basically.
But, you know, it's so...
If that makes sense.
It does make sense, Jerry, and I agree with you 100%. As, you know, I try to be objective about things, and whether it could be politics or it could be situations, things, people, what have you, try not to have too many knee-jerk reactions. Mm-hmm. And particularly in this day and age when so many people are going left or right, depending on your politics. So And yet we're just so tribal right now, and it's just so difficult. Go ahead.
Oh no, I mean, you know, it's a little thing. Like, prime example, a lot of people, with this being Black History Month, I just heard someone they were talking about renaming Jefferson Davis Highway to Emancipation Highway.
Mm-hmm.
So most people don't realize that. Well, one, Abraham Lincoln owned slaves, and two, that back in his time, they used to meet with Black pastors. Most people don't realize that even back in the 1800s, whatever, those presidents were meeting with black pastors. And a lot of that is, hey, you know, get your people in line, you know.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this about that. You know, Jerry, it could be argued that the renaming of schools, highways, roads, and other institutions that had been named for Confederate generals and others should not be a new thing. It should have been done a long time ago. It, just like after World War II, where after the defeat of the Nazis, that any use of Nazi paraphernalia, names, or anything else was a crime. That that didn't happen here, and it should have. I mean, let's just be honest. It should have happened, and now that it is happening, even the very best of our heroes, and since it's Black History Month, let's talk about our Black history heroes. They were imperfect also, and I think that when you look for perfection in imperfect people, nobody's going to be happy. But I do think that you do make an interesting point that we still must be about the business of constantly educating ourselves, and dare I say, getting it off your chest. Jerry, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call.
Pleasure.
What do you think about that, Roz? I mean, you're a Southerner, and you went to a Southern HBCU.
I did. And, you know, it is crazy when I see people participating in willful ignorance. I'll be honest. I just ended a 30-year friendship over that because I don't understand.
Oh.
I don't understand how you are okay with the status quo, and because it's not affecting you directly, it doesn't matter. Those things, that just doesn't make sense to me. And maybe I'm too much of an empath, but I can't look at ridiculousness on TV and it not affect me. I just can't do that. And so, as you said, I went to Fisk University, so you know they taught us the Black Power and understand your rights and know what you should be doing to advocate for yourself. And so I think when people do participate in willful ignorance, it's bothersome, and it says more about them than anything. It says more about them just being okay and not really standing up for something. And I have a problem with that, too. I'll just be honest about that.
I completely understand. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It is a Free Your Mind Friday. What's grinding your gears, getting on your nerves? It could be a situation. It could be a person. It could be a thing. Robert, calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This also goes to Black History Month. It amazes me how many ignorant black people are out there when it comes to Black History Month. They don't know how it began. Several times throughout the year I hear Black History Month. Oh, that's all they gave us was a month, and the shortest month. They didn't give us nothing but a pain in the butt. Black History Month came from a black man. It started out with Black History Week. Mm-hmm. Off the Black History Month, and that week started because of Frederick Douglass's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday in the same week. The man who started it, Carter G. Woodson, his offices are on 9th Street in Northwest D.C., but I am astounded by the ignorance of black people about Black History Month. We now have Women's History Month, Hispanic History Month, Hispanic Heritage Month. Why do we have all these months? Because history is not taught correctly in the schools. Once history is taught correctly in every school district in this country, that's when we can stop having these months. But until then, black people, find out how Black History Month came to be.
Robert, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, can I also say I'm tired of the M&Ms also? I don't want to hear about Madam C.J. Walker, Maya Angelou, Muhammad Ali, Thurgood Marshall, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. That shows that you think your history is only a centimeter deep. Our history goes back to Adam and Eve. even National Geographic will tell you the first man, the skeletons of the first man and woman were found on the continent of Africa. That is how deep our history is, and there are black people that are ignorant as dirt about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. Larry, he said M&M's. I thought he was going to talk about the candy for a minute. I didn't know where we were going with that.
Bring up the rapper. That's all I was worried about.
Exactly. So, you know, we have Black History Month, of course, but this is also the month of love for a lot of people, with Valentine's Day coming up. I'm a big fan of Valentine's Day, but I'm trying not to be cynical about black love. I'll talk to you about this, Larry. You know, man to man, I didn't think about this until just this very moment, but the cynicism that I see on social media about relationships and black love in some cases, I find really disturbing and distressing. Mm-hmm. What happened to black love, man? What's going on with that? Are we still there? Has the pandemic tried to kill black love? What's happening with that?
Well, it's been killing everything else. So I just think it's a narrative of us not liking ourselves. Mm. And of course, if we don't love ourselves, how is it we're going to love each other? And so we have to get to the root of that. And why that is. And of course, you know, there are a myriad of reasons, slavery and colorism and all the different things. And it's funny that you said that, Harold, because I just saw a post of a sister who was on there talking about there are no good men and how hard it is to find a good man. And you can hear the anguish in her voice. And then I always like to read the comments because the people who, I can understand her frustration to a degree, and I'm not a female. I don't date men, so it's kind of hard for me to speak to that. But
you know some comments, brothers now. Let's be clear. You know some brothers that you would not introduce to your sister or your best sister friend.
This is true, but on the flip side of that, there are also some sisters that I wouldn't date, introduce to my friends.
Yeah, that's
so it,
true.
It goes both ways. But it was just a matter of the energy you put out is what you're going to get back. And if you're coming across hopeless and you're looking at things with a negative point of view, then, of course, that's what you're going to get.
Roz, Dr. Roz, you have a perfect marriage. What happened to black love?
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfectly imperfect for us, right?
I met your husband. You got a good one.
Yeah. Look, God bless me in that department.
Yes,
I will
indeed.
Say that. But it doesn't come without work.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I think people are willing to do the work or when the work shows up, you don't know what to do. So the best thing to do that you think to do is to walk away. And then when you walk away, then you have to make an excuse about why you walked away. And so the excuse mm-hmm. is she's bitter or he was a dog or he was this mm-hmm. or she was that. And so I think we don't have great conflict resolution skills, unfortunately. And because of that and because of what we've been taught to think about black people in love, when you say, why do we even have to have the vernacular of black love? Because it has been downplayed so much that we have to speak it up. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I love all things relationships and I love all things love. But I agree with Larry in terms of, you know, if you put it out there in the universe, then that's what you're going to get back. If you think that everybody is, you know, not good enough or they're no good men or that they're all dogs, then you got to look at yourself because why are you attracting that? You know, so we don't do the work. We don't do the necessary work to ensure that we are getting the best relationships that we can have. Because here's the truth. We all can have a healthy relationship. You just got to know the right tools to use.
I like that. I still believe. I really do. And I certainly, you know, look. Whether it's February 14th or any other day, whether it's March 20th at 2:00 p.m. doesn't matter. So I still have faith. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot of faith, and you know, getting into those conversations, I guess the thing that really grinds my gears about it is that there are so many people who are hurting, mm-hmm. who have given up, and aren't thinking that it can, happen for them. My daughter's 22. She's been dating the same guy since 11th grade. I'm trying to get her to write a book. Mm-hmm. maybe she can teach all of us a little something about that so that we can, kind of take a deep breath and believe in it. Let me see what V has to say. V calling from Arlington, Virginia. Thanks for calling, V. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I was banned from Facebook for 7 days for inciting violence.
Really? you sound like a really violent person.
Yeah,
I'm so violent.
I do have a crazy lady eye.
Oh.
But somebody had posted that there was an older white lady that had come and threatened an Amazon driver that was delivering to her with a gun. Like she had a gun out on him.
Mm.
And I saw it and I said, these old white Karens with their guns, I'm so sick of seeing this. Because we've seen this happen before where mm-hmm. a black person is trying to deliver and a white person comes out with a gun and says, get out of here. And I was like, she should be, everybody should stop sending any kind of packages to her. She needs to go to a P.O. box after hours and pick it up. And I was like, ignorant white people like this need not have deliveries. I was banned for that.
Wow.
Are you sure?
So I have found out subsequently that I had done some work, and it turns out the woman who started Black Lives Matter and some other black activists have been banned for making similar statements that, when they say a statement about, like rising up as black people or fighting racism, that they have been banned for 7 days for doing things like that. But yet they were saying, and this is from newspaper accounts, that you can see like white people posting like the N-word this and like
right.
something negative, and it will take 200 complaints before that post goes down. So I was frustrated on that. And then I was frustrated because I was like, Mark Zuckerberg makes all this money, billions mm-hmm. of dollars, and he makes a lot of it, I think, off of black people because it is a community and a way for us to get together. And then from what I'm understanding now, because I've done a substantial amount of research, because I was just curious. I'm like, what the hey is what is happening? That, he tends to ban black people when they're saying anything that's like social activism. And it takes a lot before a white person will be banned for saying something that is truly inciting violence. So that's my thing out there. I'm like over it, but I'm still mad because I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Now, are you still banned?
I'm still banned. It's like day three or something, because I really haven't been. Like, once I was like, okay, I can't get on. I mean, I can get on and I can see stuff, but people are like saying, hey, where are you?
Yeah, where are you? Yeah.
I have to send them a personal message because they'll let me do that. But apparently, like, each time you're, like, if it happens again, they're going to ban me for longer. And then eventually they just basically push you off of Facebook altogether. You can't get back on at all. And I was like, I really think we should have our own Facebook.
Oh yeah. Start Black Planet again. How about
right,
that?
Black
yeah, or something. Because I was just like, this is crazy that it just takes so little. And I seriously did not do it. I did say ish. I'm tired of this.
Oh
ish.
Yeah. How about that?
But I read through all of the guidelines because then they send you the terms of service and like the code of conduct, and there's nothing in there that says you can't say that.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that, when something happens, there's nobody that you can talk to. There's, to say, hey, you know, what, you know, what happened? I mean, Larry, have you ever been suspended from Facebook?
You know what's weird? You would think so because I'm a comic. A lot of my friends have been banned from Facebook, but I've never really had that experience. And I understand her frustration because you can clearly go on there and they always kept the white supremacists and a lot of the police officers saying racist things and you know, the alt-right, and they're on there going rampant. And then what you said just seemed like a logical solution to that kind of problem, and I don't understand why they were banging. It's like when they kicked Minister Farrakhan off.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Dr. Roz? Have you ever been suspended from Facebook?
I have not. I've never been, like, in Facebook jail. So, you know, I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, that's Facebook jail.
Like, I haven't, but I have several friends who've been in Facebook jail.
Yeah, well, we know about your friends.
I have not.
But, you know,
I tend to post pleasantries, so I guess that wouldn't get me in trouble.
Yeah, I've been in Facebook jail a couple of times, but I'm not going to tell you why. That's another show. But,
just but you sound angry.
Not, I wouldn't
I'm
say
kidding.
No. It's black love again. V, hang in there.
I'm going to hang in there, and I'm going to fight it somehow.
That's right. You keep up the fight, but at least until, you know, you can post Facebook bail, just let it go, release, relax.
Oh, I have. Yeah. I've been getting going. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to have to let it go. But at the same time, I was like, I got to find another way to, like, hit my friends up when I, you know, when I want to chit-chat with them and stuff.
Instagram.
So I'm like, well, they own Instagram. I'm not on Instagram either.
You can't. Oh, so you're banned from Instagram also?
You can't. Any Facebook platform, when they ban you from that, they ban you from that. And you can't just open up another account because I had another account with them. And I was like, well, let me go over to my other account. And I check on that account. It says, you're banned.
Mm.
So I was like, wait a minute. Let me create an account. So I created an account using a VPN.
Wow.
Untraceable. They found me on that. And they're like, you can't have it. And I was like, okay. They just really don't want me on Facebook.
Look, she's talking about VPNs. I guess not. She's got some secret squirrel stuff going on there.
Right,
so
I
need
to know what that is.
Right. Well, V, hang in there, and I'm sure we'll see you back on social media next week, muckraking.
I will post on your page.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, please do. I'll wave at you. All
okay.
Right. Thank you so much, V. Hang in there.
Thank you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Clifton, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
I'm a bus operator, so I'm an essential worker.
Okay.
And
absolutely, you are.
I've got to have good patience, and I've always had good patience. But lately, I've been wanting to react.
Uh-oh.
Guys getting on the bus don't want to pay, and some drinking and stuff, you know, and normally I just say, have a seat, but lately I want to do something, but I can't.
Help me with that, Clifton, because I do have a question about that. First of all, much respect for, you know, the bus operators and the metro operators and also the drivers who can't remember what it's called, when they pick up people who have handicaps and the like.
The mobility driver.
Thank you. Exactly. You know, those people have to have a heart of gold. But you said you want to react, but what kind of policies are there that will help protect you when you have people? What do you do when somebody doesn't pay?
I tell them, have a seat. I mean, you know, because you never know what's going on with people and people losing their jobs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like a guy yesterday, say he needed change for a $50 bill.
Wow.
He had a roll, and I know he had some ones in there, but I said, man, have a seat. I'm serious, man, you know, and you got to have good patience, and you know, I do that. But lately, man, since all this stuff and interaction and all this stuff been happening, man, I've been wanting to react.
Yeah, we need you to stay employed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We need you to stay employed. Do you have a family?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm not reacting.
Right. Yeah. Your family needs you to also stay employed, yeah. Clifton. It's going to get better.
People getting on, and I got a lot of masses on my bus. And I give masses out all the time, right? And sometimes when they sit down, they take the mask off. Talk on the telephone.
Yeah, that's hang in there, Clifton. Stay employed and stay safe. Thank you so much. Larry, you were about to say something.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the brother, he has to be careful, man, because I don't know if he heard, but we've actually lost 2 bus drivers due to gun violence here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
For simply doing their jobs. One guy got mad at the bus driver and ran him down and shot him. And then last week, a mobility bus driver asked, the guy wanted to get on and give something to a family member, and the bus driver wanted him to put his mask on, and they shot the guy like 15 times and killed him.
I saw that.
So I just want him to be careful, man. I understand, you know, you get angry and when you deal with ignorant people, but the thing is important to remember is you can't take it personally. It's really about whatever that person's going through and however they were raised and developed, more than the personal disrespect to you. Sometimes you just got to let things ride, man, and live another day.
I will say, as we wrap up, the thing that really bothered me is that grocery store down in Naples where no masks were being worn. And for me, this is really about public health. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of the people that we saw working in the store, people who were visiting the store, these were not people of color. Mm-hmm. But like that nurse said early in the conversation, we still have to take care of people, and we have to take care of ourselves. And so just, like they say, just wear the damn mask. And, you know, we're going to get through it. Larry, I appreciate you. Dr. Roz, thank you so very, very much. Tell your husband I said Kansas City, it's all about Kansas City.
I will definitely let him know he is beyond us.
Absolutely. You all take care. Be safe.
You finally picked a side, huh, Harold?
Absolutely. I most certainly did. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 5th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Good night. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, everyone.